Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and our next guest is Sherian Thomas from Spotluck. Hi, Sherian. Nice to see you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Tell us about Spotluck.
Yeah, so excited to share our story. Spotluck is food meets fun meets local. We developed a mobile platform that on one end has restaurants that have excess occupancy, and on the other end has locavores looking for a place to eat. And we solved the proverbial where-to-eat dining dilemma in about 15 seconds. You bust out Spotluck, it's super hyper-local, you pick what neighborhood you're in, you get one spin per day, and whatever you land on, you get a great smart discount. And I say the keyword smart because we patented some software that allows us to bring yield management to the restaurant space. And ultimately, what the software does is it changes discounts based on day, time, weather, and other factors that affect restaurant occupancy. So it's certainly the 2.0 version of getting people into a restaurant.
Now, I checked your website out. I told you this last time I talked to you. I love your website, but you're kind of punishing me. What markets are you in right now?
Yeah, we're in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, certainly the D.C. metropolitan area. But we're scaling up. We're actually moving into Philadelphia, New York, and Boston as well. I mean, Boston's a super attractive area for us. I mean, it's very techy, and B, it's very foodie, and it's got a lot of millennials. If you look at Boston, I think the last survey I saw was like one in every three people in Boston is between the age of 24 and 30, or 20 and 34. That's certainly our target market, and so we certainly see ourselves coming that way sometime soon.
Great. Let's go on my Wayback Machine, Sherian, and tell me about how the whole company came to happen. What's your experience, and how did you guys get the idea for this?
Yeah, I think it's a really cool story. It's almost that typical startup story. Spotluck was a capstone deliverable. I was doing executive master's leadership program at Georgetown University, and this was my capstone, right? It was a deliverable. I took it very seriously. As with any company, you can't do things by yourself. And so it really turned into a business when our co-founder, Brad Saylor, got involved. He was a corporate attorney and CPA. I have an MBA and EML. So it was a great dichotomy. And we said, you know what? Prices in a restaurant on a Tuesday at 2 p.m. when it's raining shouldn't be the same as prices in a restaurant on a Friday night at 6 p.m. when it's beautiful out. So the two of us, we set out to tackle one big picture challenge on one side, which is bringing yield management to the independent restaurant industry, $140 billion market. And on the other end, we wanted to solve a reoccurring problem, which is trying to figure out where to eat, which everybody argues, right? Whether it's domestically with your spouse or, at work with your coworkers or even with your roommates on campus, everybody faces that proverbial, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go, Jim? I don't know, Steve, where do you want to go? And so it's smart on one end, which is why restaurants love us. I mean, we've had 600% year-over-year growth, arguably the fastest in the nation on merchant and consumer acquisition. But consumers love it because it's fun and it's, exciting, it's fun, free, relevant, and it provides, universal utility and loyalty.
That's quite interesting. So was this, did you fund this yourself, friends or family, backers? How did you get the funding to build this, this business?
Yeah, as I mentioned, Brad was a corporate attorney and CPA. I used to work in commodities, so we had successful backgrounds. And, we decided to quit our jobs. We used our own money. We made an iPhone app native, made an Android app native, made a merchant app. We signed a bunch of restaurants. I think we had about 28 or so. Then we had about 5,000 users before we went into fundraising mode. So we proved proof of concept, so we had some power at the negotiation table. And we risked a lot, right, to pursue something that we really believed in. And I think investors really enjoy that. They want to know, they looked at us and said, these two guys could be doing something else. Yet they quit that job. They used their own money. They've got traction. It's working. And so then we did do a seed round. We've raised quite a bit of money, and we've been scaling the product up. I mean, we're in every major neighborhood in the D.C. area, and then we've scaled in Annapolis, Frederick, all these kind of mini cities, which have proven the product can scale because we're pretty far out there if you look at how far the tentacles spread from the metropolitan D.C. area. And yeah, so to answer your question, we bootstrapped at first. We risked a lot, and then you know, we raised a significant amount of money, and now we got the best team in the world. These guys eat, breathe, live, sleep Spotluck, and every day is just, you know, amazing because these guys are great at what they do. And as a CEO of this company, you know, I find myself just inspiring everybody to be the CEO of their own positions here. And we've got a great team of 12 people here, a team in India, which is amazing, and some in California. And, you know, we steer the ship, and everybody meets on Main Street where we tackle, you know, again, big picture challenges. And, you know, it's hard work, but if it was easy, everybody would do it. So,
right. So, you've got a lot of competition. You jumped into a very competitive field. How do you feel about the other restaurant apps that are out there?
You know, there's a lot of white noise out there, and there's also some great companies. You know, Spotluck's not the only company with a great idea, but we are one of the few that's very merchant-centric, right? I mean, our app is built for restaurants. It finds out what, you know, keeps restaurants up at night and minimizes or negates those things. So, for example, restaurants love reviews, but they want to make sure it's authentic. So Spotluck reviews are GPS verified. Restaurants understand that they have fixed costs. They're paying their landlord, whether it's a Friday and it's beautiful or it's a Monday and it's raining. And so our algorithms adjust discounts accordingly. And so, and they also understand that it's really hard to compete with all these giant corporate chains out there gobbling up the valuable real estate. I mean, you get out of the metro and it's boom, Five Guys, Chipotle, Panera. And so we only work with certified local spots. And in essence, we've created a collaborative marketing platform where restaurants can market together as a neighborhood. So although there's a lot of companies out there, there's really no one doing what we're doing, which is collaborative marketing, right? We don't market one restaurant. We market the neighborhood with the fundamental belief that a busy block is good for everyone. We don't work with chains. It's all certified local. And we have an on-demand platform, right? You don't pay for the app. You don't pay for the discount. You can don't need a reservation, and you can get instant gratification. And there's really no one else out there that's doing that, and certainly not with the sophistication of our back end, which is calculating the minimum incentive needed to pull in a diner to maximize the restaurant's profits, but the maximum incentive needed to pull to nudge a user to get off the couch while it's raining on a Tuesday. And so we found that win-win where restaurants really like the product and the brand because it protects their brand and their bottom line. And consumers love us because of what we stand for. Consumer trends, you know, show that everybody loves local, and that's really what avenue we play in. So,
very nice. So let's we did a little past history. Let's do a little future. what should I expect to see from the business in the next 2 years?
You're about to see some serious expansion. So Spotluck is growing into Philadelphia, New York, Boston, as I mentioned. But we've really created that organic community and this culture where this network effect has happened. So, you know, our team can go to bed and not do anything, and we get more and more users every single day without doing anything. And we've got, you know, quite a bit of a learning curve on, hey, what works and what excites users. And so now the name of the game is to pour gasoline on that fire and make it burn even farther and faster and stronger. And so you're going to see a lot of expansion up the East Coast. And we're getting a lot of contacts from the West Coast and also the Midwest on people wanting to bring Spotluck to their neighborhoods. And so, you know, we've implemented almost a Spotluck in a box package where restaurants can onboard themselves, and we can get them all the material they need. And it's totally scalable. I mean, this is not hardware, right? I mean, it's not like we need an Ethernet connection and a device set up at the restaurant. We can upload map menu photos. The self-sustaining discount ecosystem just runs automatically. It's software. And we could push a button, and we have a new neighborhood ready in 30 minutes. And so that really stands the test of time as far as scalability is concerned. And we have huge expectations because we solve a big picture challenge, which is global, right? I mean, people don't know where to eat in Spain. We solve that. There's unoccupied seats in a restaurant in London, and we solve that. And so we're going after a giant market share, which I'm excited for because you kind of go big or go home. And we're going after a reoccurring problem that everybody eats. So it allows our brand to get in front of the consumer's face, you know, twice a day, maybe even three times a day, and create a lifestyle app, which that we've clearly done since people use our app for lunch on a Tuesday, they use it for dinner on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And because it's not reservation, it's really the untapped market of dining for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, and when it's raining, when it's nice out. And so, again, we see huge potential for this, and we've had a lot of support, and our users have given us great ideas to implement new product features in the pipeline. In fact, today we've got over 150 of our users coming to our office for kind of a spotluck appreciation, but more importantly, a focus group where we can say, hey, what do you love about the product? What would you love to see? And implement some features, for the people, by the people, because that's what we did on the restaurant side. It's made by restaurants for restaurants. And so that's really where we see the win-win occurring.
Well, it all sounds great. If somebody wants to find you at Spotluck, how do we find Spotluck?
You go to spotluck.com, or you go to the iTunes App Store and just type in, if you type in dining, we're really excited because we were the number one dining app in the nation, outranking some great companies like OpenTable, Urban Spoon, Grubhub. Mind you, these are, giant publicly traded companies with billion-dollar market caps, and so we're proud to be in good company, and you can always find information on us at spotluck.com. And certainly check out our social media, because one of the things that I can't convey over this radio interview is the team and the culture that we've bred, and these the guys and girls that work for Spotluck eat, breathe, live, sleep Spotluck, and it's really that can really be captured on our YouTube videos at YouTube / Spotluck app, or on our social media at Spotluck app on Instagram and Twitter at Spotluck, and Facebook at Spotluck.
Great having you on the show today, and we're going to have you back again in the near future and see how things are going.
Hey, sounds good. Thanks so much, Jeffrey.
Remind everybody we're speaking with Cherian Thomas of Spotluck, and hopefully coming to a city near you soon. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.